And Father, we thank you that you're not stopping your works, that you are continuing your works. Thank you that you move upon us like you do. And let's get ready to take up our offering this evening.
Children, your breakthrough is truly here. You say you want to see the breakthrough, but you really don't. I am the breaker. And I am here this night to break you free from everything that holds you in bondage. Come to me. Come into my arms. Let me hold you. Let me destroy the yokes that have you in bondage. Self-deception is keeping you in bondage. I want you to come to my throne of grace this night, and I want you to truly meet the breaker. I want you to be set free once and for all. You must never go back to the old ways. The old ways are there to kill you. You must keep moving forward. And the only way you can do that is by coming into my arms and let me break those yokes of bondage that have held you bound, oh, lo, these many years. I am surely in your midst. I'm always in your midst. I listen to what you sing to me. I so desire to give you what you're asking for, but your hearts are not ready yet to receive my kingdom in all of its fullness. Lay down those things that so easily beset you. Lay them down right now at my feet tonight. Let me set you free once and for all, never to go back to your old ways. I'm telling you, children, your old ways are killing you, spiritually and physically. Come unto me this night, for the breaker anointing is here, and I am waiting. I am waiting patiently for you to come into my open arms. My arms are outstretched. I'm waiting. Thank you. I would like for some of you to come up front. It's not an altar call. I'm just going to ask you to do something. So just come up front, please. Don't sit there, Barbara. Come up front, please. Come on, I want some of you to come up here. Just turn around here so you can face the camera. It's not going to bite you. A little bird flew by. Okay, he's saying move over that way. So you're in the camera, please. Grace, get over here. Get in the camera. It's nothing, no big deal. Just do what I'm telling you to do. All right, a little bird flew by today and told me that Brother Brett, who is in Rhode Island, it's his 40th birthday. So Aaron's going to lead you in happy birthday to Brett. Look in the camera so he can see you. You're talking to him, not me. We're going to say it? Okay, we'll say it.
We're going to say it or sing it. Brett doesn't like it when we sing it because he critiques. He needs something that sounds, all right. Well, but let's do a goodbye hymn. So really belt it from here, from right here. You got to get right there, okay?
Look over there at the camera.
Look at Brett. And we're going to go on three, and we're going to sing it like birds. All right? One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brett. Happy birthday to you.
We hope Brett's feeling better. The heat has him down. Now, see, that wasn't so bad. I don't always ask you to do something drastic. His wife told me it was his 40th birthday, and he's a little under the weather because of the heat. So I thought we'd cheer him up a little bit. I hope it did. Hope he's not sleeping. She said they'd be watching, so I trust her. Father God, we just thank you tonight. Father God, every person that came in this room to sit at your table to be fed fresh manna from heaven. And I'm asking you, Father God, to do exactly that. Open up their spiritual ears so they can hear what you're saying to them, Father. Open up their hearts so they can receive you and all your fullness. And Father, we just thank you that you love us so desperately and so completely, that you're long-suffering with us. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and your angelic host, who are always in your church services. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now this word that God gave me to give to you, it's different, but and there's some words I can't pronounce, but that's okay. I'll fumble through them. Now, this is a word that God gave me today. Homeland security has been breached. Children, humble yourselves and pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray for the safety and security of America. Pray, pray, pray. This is a very crucial time in American history. If my people will humble themselves and pray, I will open the windows of heaven and send them the miracle needed in this hour of degradation. Never in church history has so much darkness covered the earth. The very throes of hell have been transported from the abyss to earth. My people were not praying, and this is a result. But if you humble yourselves at this given time, pray without ceasing, I will hear from heaven. I will reverse the curse the enemy is planning for this great nation. I'm about my business, and church, you must be about yours. For the hour is late, so much is at stake. Take this grand slam opportunity and test me to see if I will uphold my end of the other agreement. And then 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. We need to be praying like we've never prayed before. Now, Sister Catherine sent me this. She says, I've been waiting to see why God spoke this to you when he did. Now I see why. And I gave the word in January 2021. Daughter, each second brings America closer to destruction. The protective barrier was torn down when they removed my chosen son, Donald J. Trump, out of the office of President of the United States of America. Now the chaos will begin. Now those naysayers are going to see what they have done. Great gnashing of teeth will begin. You wait and see what Kamala Harris has in store for America. She is gross darkness, and that gross darkness will cover this earth, if I allowed it to. But I will not allow that to happen. And she was nowhere in the pictures being president then. My word tells you that you must reap what you have sown, and America has reaped so much destruction in the past 4 years. Yes, the remnant prayed and fasted, and yes, some in my houses upheld my man of the hour, but so many did not. I must deal with the naysayers, and I must bring them to the courtroom in heaven, and they must be judged for who they truly are. This is not over, and I'm not finished with America. I will use President Donald J. Trump to finish draining the swamp, and America will be great once again. So God spoke that in 2021. Now this is what God spoke to me the other night. Kamala Harris will try to usurp what I have put in place. Soon all eyes will be upon her, and the enemy will have the people side with her. You already know I have not chosen her. The enemy entered the back door with distraction, and she hopped on the bandwagon. Before he spoke that, though, he said, do not let down your guard. Church, we cannot let down our guard. We need to be praying. He went on to say, now, my children, you need to pray like never before. You cannot become complacent. The king is still reigning and ruling over my people. The king is the devil. My people must break the enemy's back. You must raise your voices in total unity, declaring the word of the Lord. You must be at war. Said you must raise your voices in total unity, declaring the word of the Lord. You must be at war. You know, when they elected Joe Biden to be president, God told me they wanted a king, so I'm giving them a king. And let's read this in 1 Samuel chapter 8. So all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramoth. They said to him, you are old, and your sons do not follow your ways. Now appoint a king to lead us, such as all the other nations have. Judges led the people in those days, right? But they didn't want the judges, they wanted a king. But when they said, give us a king to lead us, this displeased Samuel. So he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord told him, listen to all that the people are saying to you. It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king. And this is what America did. As they have done from the day I brought them up out of Egypt until this day, forsaking me and serving other gods. So they are doing to you. All right, it says forsaking me and serving other gods. They're doing the same thing to you. Now listen to them, but warn them solemnly and let them know what the king who will reign over them will claim as his rights. Samuel told all the words of the Lord to the people who were asking him for a king. He said, this is what the king who will reign over you will claim as his rights, and you yourselves will become his slaves. And then I skipped the verses where he says what all the king's going to do to him. You can go back and read it yourself. Verse 18 says, when that day comes, you will cry out for relief from the king you have chosen, but the Lord will not answer you in that day. But the people refused to listen to Samuel. No, they said, we want a king over us. Then we will be like all the other nations with a king to lead us and to go out before us and fight our battles. When Samuel heard all that the people said, he repeated it before the Lord. And the Lord answered, listen to them and give them a king. God gave them their heart's desires. God gave America their heart's desires. Sin is abounds in America. We are no longer the top country. Let's put it that way. They're making fun of us. They are belittling us. They've stolen everything from us. Why? Because America wanted a king instead of a man of God. That God, I don't care if you like President Trump or not. God doesn't care if you like him or not. He's God's chosen man. And you didn't want him. God gave you what you wanted. Look at America. We are devastated. When the people wanted Joe Biden, God said to me, they want a king. I will give them a king and watch what that king does for this nation. And that's why I read you that scripture. God said, it is those who sit on the front lines that the enemy is attacking with full force. You must get in unity and stay in unity. This is a very precarious time in church history. Guys, you can't go out there willy-nilly like you used to. You have to be solidified with God. You can't be sitting in the house of God with a sin nature. You have to be walking holy in holiness and righteousness. I'm telling you, it's going to take you out. And you can't blame anybody but yourself. And because you are called to be leaders, that's why you're being attacked so hard. But God has given everybody a way of escape. I don't want to hear none of your lame excuses. You do not have an excuse of not walking in holiness. You don't. All right, then God says you cannot allow the enemy to win another battle. You see that? Take nothing for granted. The enemy is sly as a fox and has all his ducks in a row. He is ready to give America its last blow to take her down. Then God asked who is going to win this battle this time. It's up to us to pray, 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 pray. God already has everything that he wants in order. But the only way he can bring it in order is if we pray. I don't know about you, but I want to see America be great again. I want to see God rule and reign in the earth instead of the enemy. I know it's going to get darker, but up to this point, I've had enough darkness. And I'm not looking forward to what's going to come upon the earth because America still is not bowing their knees to the Father in heaven. Now, that word's called jurisprudence. Oh, I got that right. God said jurisprudence is in place in this battle. There are many false witnesses against my people and my word. You must play this game to the end with full knowledge of what I have promised in the past and what I have spoken for the future. Now, let's talk about jurisprudence. What are some of the critical concepts in jurisprudence? Some key concepts in jurisprudence include the nature of legal rules, the role of the courts, the relationship between law and morality, and the purpose of the legal system. All that, God said, it's in place in this battle. And that's exactly what's going on in America. Jurisprudence also explores concepts like justice, rights, and the rule of law. God said, there is no room for error in this game being played before you. This plan was orchestrated in the throes of hell, and hell is playing it out. Do not forsake my laws. Come into the courtrooms of heaven, and let's gather around the table of last appeals. You must know my floor plan for all this, or you will be duped once again. You know, this is why you guys, and you didn't do your job, so I don't know what's going to happen. You did not put those books out there about the courtrooms of heaven and the different things God showed you. I think you've missed God, but that's between you and God. They should have been already on the bookshelves. There's other people say, well, I've got these books already to do this, 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 too. They should have been on the bookshelves. Now is the time that people needed to understand, first of all, the courts of heaven, and they needed to understand the other things that God has asked people to write. God told me they never complete what they start, and that is what happens in your walk with God. You never complete your walk with God. You leave it hanging in the air somewhere. That's going to get you nowhere. You have to sell yourself totally and completely out to God in order for God to be able to use you in this end time hour. This is so very devastating and important. I don't know what some of you are going through, but I know that the atmosphere is full of all kind of chaotic things. The world is in a tailspin right now, and you can feel it in the atmosphere. What are you going to do about it? It's the ball's in your court now. What are you going to do about it? We want laws overturned, but what do we do? What do we do about it? If we start working on that, do we finish the project until we see it clear through? Let's read this again. Do not forsake my laws. Come into the courtrooms of heaven, and let's gather around the table of last appeals. You must know my floor plan for all this, or you will be duped once again. Now, God will open the books and present his case in this ultimate court, in the court of last appeals. God will open the books and present his case in this ultimate court. God is the final judge in this election and what the enemy is trying to pull off. We need to get before God and say, God, take me to your court of last appeals. I want to sit at that table. I want to hear everything that you want to happen. You have to know what God wants to happen in order to know how to pray, right? Because if you don't know what God wants to do, you won't know how to pray. But it's always pray that God's will be done and not ours or not some other foreign being. God said, the enemy has his dark soldiers, just as I have my soldiers of eternal light. Both are on the move, both are vying for victory. Children of light, you must at all costs stay at your post and intercede for America in the upcoming election. Believe me, I did not know God was going to go here. I did not, I don't know enough about courtrooms. I wish Brett was here. I was going to have him help me, but he's sick and he couldn't help me. We need to understand God's perfect will for all things. Not just little things, all things. You're going to have to dig into the deepness of God now to understand where he's at and what he wants us to do. And I'm hearing him say you need to dig into his deepness and be about his business and not your own business. Then God said, children, America cannot stand another 4 years of gross darkness. I don't know about you, but we can't. We cannot. Intercessors, you must get to your posts and stay there. I am listening for the prayers of the righteous on behalf of America. In Proverbs 15:29, Jehovah is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. God hears everything you pray. Good, bad, or indifferent, he hears it all. We need to be doing the good prayers. We need to be interceding that God's perfect will be done in this election. Children, you still have the tendency to drop your sword when I give you a promise. My word tells you to contend for the promises. In Jude 3:3, beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. And then he said, children, you are not positioned at your post properly. Instead of interceding for the country, your mind is fixed on what am I doing with you personally. It's what are you doing? Me, 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 me. It's what me wants. It's not interceding for our country. You know what? You might get what me wants, but it could be blown away too overnight. God could destroy everything that me wanted. We need to quit worrying about our own selves and what's going on in our own lives, and we need to be being about the Father's business. Luke 2:49 says, "Why were you looking for me?" Jesus speaks to his parents. He asks, "Did you not know that I had to be about my Father's business?" And this is why I have drawn myself away from people, is because I can't be about your business. I've been about your business for 20 years now. And it's time now that you be about your own business. It's time you seek God's face for yourself. And it's time that I stay in my post where I'm supposed to be, hearing the voice of the Father. And when God gives me something like this, you know, I don't know what to do with it, but God does. You are not doing the will of the Father. You're doing your will, your way. Looking for husband, looking for wives, looking for this, looking for that, looking for the other. And if you just give all that to God, he tells you as you're about his business, he'll take care of your business. People have not yet gotten there yet. They're still wanting God to, they're still concerned about what are you going to do with men? And why isn't this happening? Why isn't that happening? You're going to have to let go of it. Because you're going to end up with nothing. This is what God told me last night, to tell you you're going to end up with totally nothing because you're too concentrated on me. And you're not walking in holiness and purity of heart. You still have that sin nature about you. And I don't know about you, but I've said this before. I'm so sick and tired of watching sin in the house of God. I don't come into the house of God to see sin. I come in the house of God to worship the Father and to feel his Holy Spirit. You know, we can stand up here and we can dance and sing and get excited all we want about a song. But what's in our heart? What is truly going on in our heart? We get excited with a song, but are we really worshiping the Father? I want you to get excited about the song, but what I'm saying is you're not going about it the right way. You know, I watch some of you, and you really get caught up with the Father. That's the right way. But I see others, some don't sing at all. And, you know, and some are just putting on a show. And others are truly worshiping the Father with all their heart, with joy and laughter. And that's what we should be doing. But what is really going on deep, deep, deep inside of you? That's what you need to be asking yourself. Am I truly saved? You should be asking yourself, am I really truly saved? If I'm really truly saved, why do I still sin? Why do I still do this and why do I still do that? Why do I do all the negative things that Christians are not supposed to do? You have to start asking yourself these questions because you really don't want the rock to fall on you. You really don't want God to come and lift up your skirt right in front of the whole church and show you, and he showed the people what you really are underneath. God is not calling us to intercede for our calling. He is calling us to intercede for this next election and the sanity of America. We must bow our knees to the Father and cry out repentance. There is no other way. The commander-in-chief is standing at attention, ears open to hear the appeals of his children. I've heard people say in the last couple of days, President Trump's going to get it. He's just going to be our next president. Is he? Is he? Kamala Harris, people greeted her like she was a queen somewhere. They're pouring money into her. She's not God's choice. What are their people doing? What are they really doing? And, you know, I hope you don't get your king, because I'm tired of living under the king and stealing everything that we have. It's time for the body of Christ to get it together, to do what is right for the world out there. We have these lost souls out there that are dying. And you need to ask God, let me see these souls go into hell. And let God show you them falling into hell, screaming and kicking and trying to come back up, but they can't. You know, I would often said to God, God, take some of them to let them see what hell is all about. And he said, you wouldn't change. You wouldn't change. He took me to hell because I didn't care if you went to hell or not. I'm being honest. So he took me to hell to let me see what was going to happen if people went to hell. I changed my mind very quickly. I do care if you go to hell, but you don't care if you do. Me caring about where you end up isn't going to help you. You have to be concerned about where you're going to end up at. You're not going to like hell, I can guarantee you. You think it's going to be all fun and games. It is not. I saw the torment, fear, and everything else. We don't know. You know, like God said, they think that President Trump's going to be a shoo-in. He said, what's going to happen if they don't pray? You know, I'm not trying to get you to feel negative. I'm just telling you, we need to be about the Father's business. We need to get our head out of the sand, and we need to look the truth right square in the eyes and see what's really going on. And like, you know, if God said back in 21 to watch what she had for us, he knew all this was going to happen. So what is going to happen? I don't know. You know, if we don't pray, what is going to happen, we're not going to like. And God gave me quite a few words today, and every one of them was, we're in a war. And then the last one he gave me, I didn't print it out, but I think it's posted, where God said, I was doing something, God said, fight, fight, fight. So I got up and wrote down what he was saying. We need to quit sitting by doing nothing. We need to quit sitting by playing with our toys and you know, and get in the sin nature. And we need to be on our knees fighting for America. I don't know about you, but I love America. It's my hometown. I love America, and I display it proudly that I love America. But I just wonder how many people really love America. If you don't like it, you can leave, you know. Didn't invite you in, but you can go back out again. And so you were born here, well, that, you know, you can leave. You don't have to stay because you're born here. But I think the ones that are in America, the ones that love America, need to be about the Father's business. And I know that I know that I know you're not going to like what's going to happen if you don't pray so that God has his way. I was listening to a prophet the other day, and he was saying God gave him a dream about this July through the July next year. And the way he was talking was that President Trump wasn't going to be president, but something was going to happen next July where the president person would be out of office. I didn't quite understand what he was saying because he didn't really put it all out there that way. I don't want that to happen. I want us to be solidified in Christ again. I want the church body of America to join together in unity, one mind and one accord, and only want what the Father has, not what we want individually. We are not doing a good job of taking care of America, so why don't we let God do it? Why don't we do what he says, come up hither to his table, the court of last appeals, and find out what his plan. See, each one of you can pray, and God can tell you what he wants, and he can tell you how he's laying it out. I refuse to sit and ask God what's going to happen. I don't want to know that. I refuse to know that. I just want to pray and that God's will be done. Why don't I want to do that? I mean, he might tell me just without me asking, because he does do that to me. I don't want people to come and say, what's God saying to you about the election? God is saying about the election, we need to pray. Pray like we never prayed before. You young people, if you aren't living right, your youth group is not going to go anywhere. You can't have nobody that's in office and you're being in sin. You might as well close it down right now. You can't be half in and half out. You can't run a church half in and half out. The staff must be in holiness and in unity. What do you really want from God? Why are you really coming into the house of God? God's been asking me all these questions this week. He wants me to ask you that. He said, you aren't even sure in your heart why you do what you do. And if you're not sure in your heart why you come to church and why you praise and worship, the enemy has you. You have to know without a shadow of a doubt that you come into the house of God because you love God with all of your heart. And it's vacillating back and forth, sin nature one day, bawling and squalling about holiness the next day. Next day back to your sin. That isn't going to work. That's your flesh. You've got to get rid of that. You've got to make a decision once and for all. I want Jesus. I want to be a leader who can be shot at. All right? You can't be a leader if you're not willing to be shot at. God says you have to have your heart open. You can't build walls around your heart because your heart has to be open to be hurt. And too many people don't, oh, poor me. Oh, look what they've done to me. Look what they're saying about me. That should never enter your lips from this night forward. It's not about you. Jesus didn't do that, and you can't do that. You have to be about the Father's business. God is trying to call some of you up higher, but you're sort of content in this little place that you're at, because in that little place you're at, you can still sin, you think, and get away with it. You're not getting away with nothing. You watch one day when you least expect it, God's going to pull the rug out from underneath your feet. And you're going to be lost forever. Is that what you want? Or do you really want to live holy before the Father? I look around, looking around at you, and everybody in here is called to be a leader of some sort. You're going to have to get it right with God before he can pull you forward and use you. Pam, you can't be a minister if you're not in complete agreement with God. You have to be doing what God's telling you to do, not what people are telling you to do. We try to do things on our own just so our name is known. Just so our name is known. It isn't going to work. And I don't like to be a bearer of bad news, but that's all we've been getting lately, because that's all that's out there. And I'm glad God is warning us we need to pray. Because he said, do not let, I was walking through the room and God said, do not let your guard down. And then he started giving me the teaching. Please do not let your guard down. Please pray that God's complete will is done in this election. And the people that God's trying to get into office will become holy and stay holy and not give in to the wiles of the enemy. You might find out that your walk with God is a very lonely walk, because not very many are going to be, they're not willing to die out to the flesh. So, you'll be sitting there all by yourself. Just you and God. And what better companion than you and God? Are you listening here? It's time, America, that you get yourselves together. Get at your post and intercede like I've asked you to. You know, the devil took out our intercessor, Nancy. And how many other intercessors do you think he's already taken out? Over the land, he's taken out quite a few. So somebody has to step up to the plate and be the true intercessors. How many show up for prayer meeting Tuesday night? Sometimes nobody. You know, you're not an intercessor. What are you then? Somebody just occupies a chair a couple times a week. I'm just trying to get you to think. Don't have your old mindset any longer. Allow God tonight to give you a brand new mindset. Allow him to speak to you and tell you what he wants to do with you. See, it's all right to ask God what he wants to do with you, but then don't dwell, oh, look at these great things God's going to do with me. No, you are, this is what you're going to do, Father, but in the meantime, I'm going to be about your business of doing this interceding, and then when you're ready to use me, you'll throw me in the midst of what you want me to do. All right? Sometimes you're going to wish that you weren't a leader. You really were, because hell has bullseye on your back, and he targets you every day, trying to bring you down. God said, I've said enough to make you stop and think. Where is it do you want to be when judgment day comes? And you know, if you're playing games with God and he's not pleased with you, you're either saved or you're not. You're not saved one day and lost the next. That just not true. So you need to come to grips with the fact that you're fooling your own self. You're walking in self-deception. All right? God's ready. Like, he gave you an invitation. I don't know if anybody took it at the end of the song service or not. But God gave you an invitation to come into his arms. Did you go? Or did you just sit there and do nothing? You didn't have to get up and walk anywhere. You could go into God's room sitting in your seat. See, you all think that, oh, well, I've got to move, got to do this, that, and the other. No, you don't. You can do it in the stillness of the moment. I'm asking, in fact, I'm more or less begging, because God cries, he weeps over you people. He really does. Because he said you're degenerate in your ways. He wants to take you great places, but you're not willing to go. Yet be willing to pay the price. So really and truly, what God wants to do tonight is he wants to take you to the deepness of his heart. And in that deepness of his heart, you'll find out who your Father in heaven really is. And you're going to find yourself not wanting to sin ever again, because you don't want to hurt the Father. Are you listening? You know, he doesn't want to see you lost. He wants to see you one day sitting in heavenly places with him. God is saying right now that each one of you are unique in his eyes. Each one of you have a unique gifting. And every time one of you drop out, people, souls are lost. And on judgment day, you'll be judged for those souls that were not brought into the kingdom because you was too self-centered. And you don't want to land up there either. That's not a good place. So how deep do you want to go tonight? Kirsten, how deep do you want to go? Go up there and tell the Father. Pam, God wants to know, how deep do you want to go tonight? Come up here and tell the Father. This is the ones I call it, the special anointing God wants to give you tonight. He doesn't want you in that state you're in before you came in here. That young lady you were just talking to, Pam, what's her name? Yeah, that young lady you was talking to. Huh? Joyce, God wants to know how deep you want to go with him. Viana, which one's Viana? You're Viana. Huh? No, Viana, I said. Viana, God said you've already made a decision, but he wants to take you deeper. You've already made a decision to follow him with all of your heart. And he wants to take you to a deeper place, because the devil still comes after you to torment you, to plague you with your past. And he wants to get rid of all that tonight.